Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really healthy, and darn sexy people. Here we are together again. It's a good Sunday. It's a great day. Let's claim it now. Today is a great day. Not going to be. Already is, because we're creating it that way. And I have a lot to share with you today. I got a lot of response from my last e-blast about Kamala. And talk about being able to hear people are seeing through their perspectives. Because it was really about an email about consciousness. But if we're looking at the world through the perspectives of whether somebody is in agreement with us or somebody's taking sides with or for or against us, we're going to see a different world than people who look out in the world and go, everybody has a right to their opinion and expressing it, and let me hear what they're really saying, not through the lens of my own preconceived ideas. If we cannot get to that point, guys, where is the hope for communication? So tomorrow's e-blast is when you're going to want to see, because I am secure in my belief, because I got responses, spiritual people shouldn't be involved in politics. They shouldn't talk about politics. They shouldn't bring up politics with their listeners. Well, guys, politics is a part of consciousness. And consciousness has created the politics. However, what we do with the politics now, through our consciousness, creates more of the world that we're going to live in. So, through the five main subjects going on in the world today, and I shared with you exactly what the channel's words were to me about each of these subjects. So that's the e-blast tomorrow. Again, it is not my job to tell you how to believe, but it is my job to bring forward to you how consciousness and creation works. And to take responsibility for that consciousness in creation. It's going to be an important show today. If you want to talk to the channel, please press 1. Okay, I'm really, really excited to announce that the Health and Wellness Summit, Lauren is posting it as we speak. I have spent days studying science in health and wellness, downloads from the channel in health and wellness. As in everything I do, guys, you're going to get way more for your money. We're going to start out with a webinar together where I tell you all the facts from a consciousness point of view about creating health and wellness in every subject of your life. You'll receive a personal email around the greatest issue to align for health and wellness in all areas for yourself. There's consistent email assistance during the two-week summit where you can say, Dee, what about this? What about that? Am I doing this right? Am I saying that right? Whatever. Which you have to know, I'm pretty much dedicating 24 hours of response to all of you. You're going to get 5 truly pertinent webinars around health and wellness, pre-recorded ones, and then we're going to conclude with a 2-hour webinar to discuss all the questions and where we can get more in alignment and powerful claims. And I have worked lovingly and joyfully around this passion of putting this together for you. So it will be posted on the homepage and you will be getting an email right after the show. I'm also, this is my first affiliate program with some of the healers that I have a lot of respect for. So I hope you'll join me, guys. You know that you empower and enlighten all the information that comes in. So you're a part of it already. If you didn't hear the last webinar, oh my God, go get it. Michael Shevick was just absolutely phenomenal. And you know, we blended so well, and he had a way of bringing things in that was such a refreshing new approach and said things in ways that we haven't heard them before. So I strongly suggest if you can do it, do it. And you know, you can reach out for financial help around any of the webinars. Now, the channel also wanted me to address all these fires in California. Right now, they're saying these fires represent this need for redemption for what we've done to the earth. And they want you, the earth and the ionosphere. The earth and the ionosphere. And that's important because you know what we send out gets bounced back to us from the ionosphere. So we know we're in relationship with everything, guys. And if we don't respect the earth and honor the earth and the atmosphere, like any relationship, it will turn away and leave us. So I want you to ask yourself, where are you honoring, respecting, giving your focus and attention to creating harmony and love and respect for the earth and its atmosphere? Because they're saying right now, and this goes across a lot of subjects, but they brought it up in response to this, that many of us are sharing core belief number 8, which is no matter what I do, it's not going to work. So I might as well just give up and not even participate. And the channel wants you to know, don't ever go there. You are vitally important in the creation of everything in this world. Okay. Can I go to the calls? Seems like there's something else, but I'm sure it'll come up on the show. All right, we're going to start with a gentleman today. Michael, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. How are you, sweetheart?
Highly motivated, deeply dedicated, mission-oriented, excited, exuberant, enthusiastic, delighted to be alive on this magnificent day. How dare it get better than this?
Let's all claim that. That was perfect. I love it. You have a question, baby?
I do. I'd like to ask that you discuss what you mean when you say zero point. I have some idea because I've read books on quantum mechanics.
Not quite the same thing.
I agree, and that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I love that LaVon has sent me some great stuff around zero point from another site. And I love that you guys are participating with me in this. According to the channel, though, all of those other modalities are bringing in parts and different takes, if you will, on the zero point. But literally, what my channel means, what our channel means by the zero point, is using your imagination to go to the place where what you want to fix doesn't even exist. And knowing that you are the zero point of divine love, which means nothing exists for you but the selection of divine love in every part of your life that's available to you. In a nutshell, that's what we're talking about, Michael. So, you know, and I know I'm going to paraphrase this, and you probably can correct me because you're so good at all these scientific quotes. And Einstein said, you know, you can't see clearly if your imagination is out of focus. And
that's literally true.
Yeah, and half of the amazing theories and equations that he brought in came in through his imagination. So just try it. What if, like, if you're plagued with, well, they don't like the word plagued. Whoa, I got shut down real quick there. If you are challenged, cancer, can you use your imagination to take yourself to the place where cancer doesn't exist? And you have that memory. You didn't have cancer when you were born. You didn't have cancer probably when you were 10. So you do, you and your subconscious do remember that zero point of no cancer. And that zero point of when you didn't have money problems. And that zero point where you had a loving relationship. Right? So just look at it as using your imagination and taking yourself back to where nothing exists and everything's possible, and you get to go out and play in that big, beautiful field of creation.
From a spiritual point of view, you're describing the zero point of quantum mechanics, except that you're recognizing that it has intelligence and that it's alive. At least that's my experience.
Everything's alive, Michael. Everything is being created in every moment. Has been since the beginning of time. Will be throughout there is no end of time. But then again, time, there really isn't any time. So we could, you know, expand that out and out and out and out. But I'm glad you asked that. In the Health and Wellness Summit, I actually did a video explaining the zero point. And a lot of people are asking. So it was a great question to start the day off with. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Miss Vicki in Florida, you're up.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. My question today came out of Michael Shivek's the last webinar.
Yes.
And you've said it before, and it came up with somebody that was being counseled. And it was, you know how the channel says, when you're looking out at the world and you don't like what you see, don't look at that. Don't look at what you don't want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I started thinking about it, and I thought, it is such a hard thing to do sometimes. And how do you reframe it so that it feels natural? And the best I could come up with was, it's almost like a prayer. Like, you're seeing the nastiness of the political arena, and then it's like you send out this image of what it would be better, like a prayer. And I just wanted you to talk a little more on that.
Well, good. Great question, Vicki. And let me give you the simplest answer.
Okay.
Go to love. That's all you have to do, guys, is go to love. Because when you open your heart and go to the state of love, you don't see the nastiness. You don't focus on what you're calling the nastiness. Okay? You are, see, that's what they mean. If there's no nastiness out there and there's only love that is creating the world. And that's the point we want to be at. You still
have
a question.
So when you observe, well, I guess when I'm observing something that is very polarized, I'm going to drop into that sweet place where it softens everything. And then I'm going to be open to seeing as a different picture is what.
All you have to do is hold the world, which includes the political arena, hold all energy in the state of love. It was really interesting. I'll tell you, one of the things on the e-blast was all around masks and social distancing. And the channel said, the people that are having such a hard time participating in all that and getting so angry about it, their hearts are closed. And they can't, they cannot hear or feel or see the truth of participating in love because their hearts are closed.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if we hold the world in love, which we've been taught to do by the channel, by Christ, by Buddha, for God's sake, by ET. You know, we've heard it for eons, guys, but we don't live it. And I urge you during these times, the highest good you can do for this world and this universe right now is to constantly hold yourselves in the state of love. And if you're in the state of love, you cannot hold another state out of love. Can't hold yourself as love and go into judgment about everything else.
Right. And I guess that's exactly what happens is you just stay out of judgment and it's almost like a little hum of forgiveness, like, just observing through love.
Yes,
and that
compassion.
Brief, yeah. Yeah, and compassion.
I have compassion for the people whose hearts aren't open yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have compassion for me when my heart isn't open.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then
okay.
we start looking at everything from a different perspective. You see, I go back to, again, how I see myself, how I see the world, how I see the world seeing me. If we see a world that's all screwed up, guys, and we see ourselves living in love, but we see a world where that we can't live in love that way, then we're not going to create what we want.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right? All right.
Right, right.
Great question.
Okay.
Vicky. Yeah,
yeah,
thank you.
I'm going to have to really practice it more. I love that, how I see the world. I love that triple direction.
Well, yeah, if those
three things
aren't in alignment,
we fall out
somewhere. That's
right.
Like,
no, it's practicing it. It's practicing it in the middle of it.
It's all practicing it. Guys, you know it all. Everybody in this community knows it all. We just all, me included, freedom included, has to practice staying more in the conscious choice of what we know. Okay?
Right.
Thank you, darling.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Bye.
You bet. Great questions. Miss Mika. Whoops, hold on. Didn't bring you on. There you go. What's up, baby?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, this last week has just built up to a point where I took a big hit by the end of the week. When you talked about core belief number 8 at the top of the show, that was like, yeah, bing, bing, bing. I think this is just the culmination of heat wave, smoke from all the wildfires impacting air quality, getting closer to bar exam. Wow, it has been so emotional the last few days, and
yeah,
just,
the channel's saying you're on overload, Mika.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
We're all kind of on overload, and that's a choice. That's not something that just happens. That's something that we allow to happen through our perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
So the channel is going, you love everything you're doing. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
if you love everything you're doing, why are you choosing to get overloaded by it? But if you have the core belief, no matter what I do, it's not going to work. No matter whether you take on things that you love or not, you're going to start feeling suppressed and overloaded and burdened.
Mm-hmm.
So the channel is suggesting you just get up every day and direct, no matter what I do, everything works easily. Everything's in flow for me. And I just joyfully tackle all the stuff that I have chosen to do. And
well,
again, guys, you want to help the fires? Hold a state of love. But we automatically go, oh, my God, oh, how awful, oh, these poor people, oh, my God, what's going to happen? That doesn't serve anything and just helps us feel more overburdened. Did you get your answer?
Yeah. I mean, the days and weeks and leading up to this, I mean, I've been really good about waking up in the morning and just playing with it all, right? Like, and it's been this last week where it's built up to a point where, you know, like deadline is, I just feel it now. Like now it's getting real and there's not a buffer of time. It feels like it's the compression of time.
Okay,
it's just,
but the channel says you're ready and you know you're ready. Is that true?
Depends the day.
What?
I said it depends the day.
Choice, Mika. That's what, if you can get that cornerstone, that's a choice. And you have to constantly keep directing yourself. And this goes back way, way, way years when we first started working together. When you get up to the culmination point, and this is for all of us guys, where we're ready to break out in a much bigger way of power, then those old beliefs start crawling in to give us doubt, and we forget to do the work.
Yeah.
So just don't forget to do the work, Mika. Get up and state and direct exactly what you want to happen each day. Your perspective, your knowing. And then, you know, what they're literally what they're saying to me is, Mika, we're waiting to help you through all of this, but you haven't asked. We will channel answers for you if you need it, but you have to ask. So it's not just up to you. You see, no matter what I do, it's not going to work because I'm not asking the universe to partner with me. When I ask the universe to partner with me and I'm clear about what I want, everything works and flows easily.
Yeah.
All right, baby. You know how to do this. Come on. Don't play this old game and this old pattern with yourself, Mika, okay?
Yeah, well, that's why I called in. I needed a little extra moral support here.
Yeah, good. So glad and so glad you're back. Welcome back. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Stephen, if we can do it safely, if we could turn up the volume just a little bit, everybody seems to be kind of soft here. Miss Lee in California, you're on.
Good, beautiful day, everybody. Hi, D. Wallace. Yes,
hi, baby.
What an amazing, brilliant, wonderful. Oh, my goodness. What a great webinar.
Wasn't he great?
What a fun man. Jeez, what fun.
And so wise and so loving. But he just expressed all of our and beyond. There is no beyond the channel thing. But he expressed our work in different words and different ways that different people could hear on a different level. And
absolutely.
I just... When we finished, I said, oh, Michael, this webinar surpassed all my expectations. So I'm glad you enjoyed it, Lee. Do you have a question?
Yeah, a little bit. I just want to clarify something or just share something. Actually, three things. The zero point this morning came so clearly. Last night I was woken up by just intense cramps in my legs. It was so painful. I was screaming.
I want you to finish, but the first word they gave me is potassium. Can you have your doctor check? I think bananas have a lot of potassium, but check your potassium level. Okay, continue, please.
It's heart health, yeah. So, okay. And so then this morning, when I first woke up, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind is, I am so grateful for this morning. And then I thought, oh, and I had a little bit of fear, like the tensing up. Oh, is this cramping going to start again? I went, no, that was yesterday. That was in the past. Today's a new day. I'm at zero point. It's a new day. And, you know, I got out of bed and I just did my direction and my thing and taking it very slowly and allowing myself to be all here, loving all of me right here, right now. And then I got this beautiful, I've been working on, what am I going to send to the, I've had so much writing and I got the zero point thing. So,
great.
You know,
that's my next chapter.
Okay.
So I just finished chapter 4, and that's my next chapter, so bring it on, babe.
All right. So Einstein's equation for energy is E equals MC squared, right? And
yes.
some physicists, they have another thing that they put in it. They said it wasn't quite complete. But then I got, wait a minute, I am operating by DMC, the divine mind code.
I love it.
Not the ego mind code. So,
yeah, you know, one of the things when I was writing chapter four is the power of love in the creation process. And literally, I somehow, you know, because when I write, I really do turn it over to the channel and then I go back and edit it. But we got into enlightenment. And then it's like they yelled in my head, when you are the state of love, you are enlightened. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It was so simple, but that was so profound to me.
Yes.
Because they will not relinquish this emphasis and importance on love, divine love. And divine love is without judgment. Love without judgment.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of us love because we're judging people as less. We're judging them as having less. We're judging them as victims, you know. And the channel just wants us to love.
That's
just
it.
Be in the state of love. So you guys can feel into the difference of that, can't you? I don't love Freedom because she needs me to love her. I just love her. And when we can do that with the state of ourselves, then we live in the state of divine love. I don't need to acquire anything, achieve anything. I can just love myself because I choose to love myself. That's zero point.
And isn't that what true science is? Because if you think about it, okay, we observe a fact, you're wearing a yellow shirt, but that can change in different lights. The yellow can become gold. It can even become white. That doesn't mean that your scientific observation was incorrect. It just means that at the time or the circumstances, that was what was real for you in the moment.
Absolutely.
And we know that
energy changes per our direction of it.
That's right.
So...
And are we going to punish the little children as they learn? So, you know, some of our politicians are like little children having temper tantrums. Well, we just be like a wise parent and create a field of more love.
That's right.
And then just redirect it to where we know.
You don't even have to redirect it. Guys,
okay.
You look at something that puts you into reaction, and in that moment you go, "No, I choose love instead."
DMC, divine mind.
It's so easy, guys. Many of you do not grasp the power of the force of love. I mean, can you believe that the power of love is as mighty as the atom bomb? Because it supersedes that power. But we still look at it as this willy-nilly little spiritual place that you know, yeah, it's a feel-good thing, and it's nice to feel love. Yeah, no. It is the most powerful force you have to create with. And anybody, test it. And if you get something different, raise your hand. Thank you, Lee. Love you, sweetheart.
Love you, too. Thank you, Dee.
All right, Miss. Whoops. Hold on. Well, now the switchboard is weird. Elena in New York. Everybody speak up a little for me because it's a little low today. Hi, Elena.
Hi, everybody. Hi. Oh, boy, this is great today. Just what I needed to hear. I must be on the verge of something big because that core belief number eight, oh, boy, I was so there. And I said, no, I don't want this. I was off balance. And thank goodness I noticed it, and I didn't spend hours, days, months, years
great.
There. So that was good.
You
know,
you
I said,
bet
okay,
that's
it's
good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
because, if we define ourselves that way, the universe has to answer that. So
yes,
we
want
to get
that.
Up again and go, no matter what I do, everything works easily and in flow for me today.
Yes.
How?
And so I'm
going to
add that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to add that to my claims and, you know, my 0 points and add that specifically to it, because I don't think I realized till today how much that's still in play, that core belief number eight. And
yeah.
I think you're right. It's coming up because my life is expanding outward and I'm entertaining ideas that I would have been afraid of before.
Absolutely.
And so I'm getting that natural pushback from that part of me that I know it's only trying to protect me, but it never kept me safe. I was in more peril, more danger when I listened to that.
Yep, you're right on.
Yeah. So,
and
yeah.
Guys, what I want you to hear is be excited when the same core belief keeps coming up, because that means you're getting to the actual core of it. So,
yes.
Let's say we have three main core beliefs that run our lives. Those are the ones that are going to keep coming up for us to look at. I mean, I teach this stuff 24/7, and I didn't realize that I was looking out into the acting world and expecting the big guys who I want to create working more with, but I was in judgment of them. So I was looking at their world as a world of people that would hurt me. So I'm saying I want to work more with the big guys. Oh, by the way, they're going to hurt me and take me down. Because I saw it happen to my dad. I saw it happen to my brother. And it's happened to me in my career. And now I have to look away from that reality and go, that reality is because I had the belief that the big guys screw you over. And I understand why I have that belief, because I watched two of the major gods in my family, I watched it happen to, and then it happened to me. Now, that's what they call a genetic belief. And that's also what they mean by sins of the fathers being passed down over and over. Okay, so that's their story, guys. That's not the story we want. And if I want to create more of my story, I have to look out into that world and choose to see it in a different way. You got it?
Yeah, I have one question. How can I connect with people? I've never been to Creation Station. I hope to go one day and connect with people there. But short of that, during the week, how can I connect with people so that I can, you know, we can support one another?
Well, you know,
when it's not Sunday,
we have a Facebook page that Jan McKenzie runs. I put the information in one of the e-blasts not too long ago. But it's a great place to connect and support each other. And then when you find somebody on that group that you really want to share with and connect with, then you can take it onto a more personal phone, weekly, daily level. So that's where I'd start.
Great.
I will have Lauren put that contact on the e-blast again tomorrow.
Thank you, and blessings to everybody.
You bet. Thank you. If for some reason, because I'm in the channel right now, if I lose doing that, just email Lauren and ask her how to connect with the face group. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, baby. All right, Miss Alberta in Canada, you're on.
Miss D, my dear D, how are you?
Hi, baby.
Hi, Dee, I got a bug bite on my calf on my right leg about a week ago, which to me was like just a bug bite. But then in the last 4 or 5 days, the calf has become very red.
That's what I'm getting. I'm not a doctor, guys, but that's
no.
Just
and
for...
I went.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh. No, I did pop out to the doctor yesterday, and he said, well, there's no cellulitis there. But, you know, I said, you can check in with your own doctor next week. My own doctor is not there next week.
Dear God.
Mind you, this,
these people.
So, and this doctor I popped into, I popped into ER.
What have you been putting on it, Alberta?
What seemed to react from it, I was putting on a Nature's Aid, which is an all-natural one. I think that might react.
Yeah, try some Neosporin or Camphophonique or something like that. I'm not a doctor, but
no.
It's just a little infected, honey. When I
well,
say there's
God,
anything
to
make
I mean, this,
worry
this doctor,
about, I
think
I didn't know.
This doctor should have known. So just a regular Polysporin. You look at Polysporin, and there's some with cortisone, 1%. Or and all that stuff. Is it just a regular Polysporin?
I get a yes, whatever that is.
I don't know. Like, there's so many you go to the store, it's ridiculous. Or should I just wait until I go out to see a doctor tomorrow?
No, just get what he told you to get. It's just a little infected, Alberta, that's all it is.
Yeah, well, he gave me a prescription. He said, don't fill it. Unless you have pain in the leg. And the prescription that he gave me, good God, it was like one humongous pill every 4 hours.
Okay.
And I was kind of nervous with that.
You're your highest answer, but I'm getting that you don't need that.
I'm getting that too.
Doctors do that to cover.
Yeah. I mean, I've never taken exactly, and I didn't. Well, exactly, my own doctor.
Okay, so your answer is just get some over-the-counter stuff and put it on there. It's just a little infected, not a lot to worry about. However,
okay, and would that be causing me when I woke up?
Guys are your highest answer, so you follow your own
no,
guidance.
No, and that part's fine, but then I woke up this morning, or in the middle of the night, I felt like my body was shutting down. But then I did the
it's
zero
shutting
point
down and, from your fear, Alberta.
Oh. Okay. Fair
you have put
everything.
So much focus and attention on this and blown it so much out of proportion. Okay?
Okay. So
that your fear now is taking over your body. Stay in your creation. If you feel like you need to go to your other doctor, go.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, guys, you just have to do that. To mentally put your mind at rest. But in the meantime, I would pick up the cortisone cream that he told you to pick up. Okay?
Oh,
right,
the cream with the cortisone. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Pat Porter from Kansas City.
How are you?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Pat, how are you?
I'm doing good. Got my workout done and thought I'd call and see how you and your family's doing. Just wondering because the fire's out there.
Oh, how sweet of you. We're fine somehow with 400 fires in California. We're not in the path of any of them. So I'm feeling very blessed about that. And it's, you know, just trying to hold that state of love for the whole state, you know, so that we get a break in the weather or we have additional help coming in or, But, you know, we cannot keep harming the environment and not expect hurricanes and fires and floods and all the stuff. You know, we're the creation of all that, Pat. So but it's very dear that you called to check on me. I really appreciate it from my hometown. Yeah. How's your family, baby?
Doing good. I'm going to see them this afternoon. We're going to go shoot, hit some golf balls.
Oh, well, will you please give them all my love?
I will do that.
Okay.
Yeah. My parents, parents have a house in Oregon now, and they get fires out there, too.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your family and my family, we just had such a connection when my mommy was alive, and it's just really lovely to hear from you, sweetheart. Thank you. And give everybody my love, okay?
I don't know if you know this, but do you know Trinity is no longer open?
I did not know that. He's talking about
our church. Yeah, it closed.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, I'll have to look into that. I didn't know, Pat. Thank you for letting me know that.
Oh, that makes my
heart a little sad. Thank you, sweetheart.
And
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Pat. I had to move on. I didn't mean to cut you off there. What? My God, Sandy in Kansas City. My buddies are calling in today. What's up?
Hey, sweetheart. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's up with you?
Good. Oh, just had a couple questions.
All right, get real close to the phone because it's hard to hear you.
Is this better?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, I have been having kind of an issue with getting moving. I have took an early retirement to go traveling with my dad. He passed away 6 weeks into my retirement, so I sold his townhouse and I bought a newer or bigger house for myself. But I've been doing some renovations, and it just seems like I keep getting like monkey wrenches thrown in right and left that seem to keep me from moving into the house. And
yeah, because
I really
you don't want to, Sandy. And I'm not sure what that's about. So let's, you want to and you don't want to. Oh, it's about responsibility. So you have to consciously embrace the responsibility of this beautiful new home in a positive way. See, you're going, oh my God, it's, you know, it's a new home and it's going to be a lot of responsibility. Well, the focus on that is creating a lot more things for you to be responsible for, which is why you're hitting all these walls.
Okay,
so,
I was wondering if maybe it's because in my old house, I created a relationship with a hoarder, and so the house is like really full, and I feel like it might be an avoidance of wanting to go through this house. And am I kind of like close to on target with that? And I also have hoarding in my family.
Representative of a part of it. Pardon my French, guys, but these are the words they give me. You feel responsible for clearing out a lot of shit. Those are exactly the words they gave me. Okay.
Okay.
Now, clearing out a lot of shit, guys, is what we're all doing. No matter what subject we're working with, we're clearing out a lot of our old shit that we don't need anymore. Our old belief systems, our old fears, our old judgments, right? Our old perceptions of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And responsibility can be a joyful, empowering thing. Just think, have you had kids in your life, Sandy?
I have a daughter. It's kind of a strange relationship. I had to give her up for adoption. I was young and I knew I wouldn't be a good mom. But we do have a relationship now.
Have you ever had a pet?
Yeah, I definitely have pets, yes.
Okay. So you know the joy of the responsibility I'm talking about there.
Yes.
Okay. That's what they would like you. It's around the subject of responsibility. And you have connected responsibility with a negative. And they are inviting you to recreate responsibility as a positive, exciting thing.
Oh,
and then a lot of this will clear up. Okay?
Oh, good. Yay.
All right, baby. Good question.
Can I ask?
Great question. And we are going to end with Miss Catherine in New York. You're on.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, you were on really early, weren't you, baby?
Yeah, and it was for a reason, because I've gotten so much just from listening to others and your responses. In fact, you might have answered my question, I believe, just in your talking. I'm also in entertainment, and before COVID happened, I was in the middle of a project, and I'm working on it with this man who can be difficult, and I don't know, it seems like every hurdle that I overcome, there's another one placed in my path. If
okay,
it's not,
so Catherine, that you just stated your belief right there. First of all, that you have to overcome hurdles. And secondly, whenever you overcome one, there's going to be another one. This comes mostly from your mom when you were little. Did she model that for you?
No, I mean, she's supportive.
But what did you watch her do in her life?
Yes, she had lots of hurdles with her family. Yes,
yeah,
indeed.
Okay, so guys, you've got to get this concept clear once and for all. What we watch and what we're verbally taught before 8 years old is how we think the laws of creation work.
Wow.
So they didn't know, guys. They didn't know what you know now. They were creating by chance. We're creating by clarity and focus and knowing. So what's the opposite of not having hurdles, Catherine?
Grace and ease and flow.
Yeah. So you get up every day and go, I'm directing, which means you are saying this will be delivered to me now. And then turn it over to the universe and watch the flow happen.
Wow.
Okay?
I feel that, yes. Yeah.
Great. Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
You too, sweetheart. Wow. You guys brought in some absolutely phenomenal questions for expansion today. Oh, my gosh. I loved what everybody brought in. Thank you for the stories about how conscious creation has changed your life. I'm just starting the chapter on the zero point, and so I'm still open for stories around the zero point, how moving into all possibilities might have changed your creation, how you shifted once you understood how you see the world, how you see the self, and how you see the world seeing you, how you shifted when all that came together. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all of you that have contacted me with love about the fires and making sure that I'm okay. I love the love, guys. We all love the love. So thank you. And let's come together, say it loud and say it proud. I love me. Open that heart. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.